Allow yourself clear submission. So they're offering us light that is, how would I say this? It's bringing forth new privilege, new provisions, new entitlement, new exposure. And so this light is, how would I say this? It's like, it's almost like we're a sponge. We're just soaking it up. So when I just said soaking it up, the beautiful blue orbs that are appearing are just amazing in that, how would I say this? It's like beyond words at this point. So allow yourself to imagine and allow yourself to be well. So when they're saying be well, it's almost like dipping into the well. Like it's like helping yourself first. It's assuming all possibility. So what this possibility does is this light is it takes us over in that all the thoughts of the past, all the focus of the past, all the focus, the pain of the past, it can't stay because the light just becomes all consuming. The light just takes over all good evidence. The light is just all upon us. So allow yourself to be given and allow yourself to be seen. So being given and being seen is really like help yourself, but it's with such a generous inclination or a generous response where as much as all of us are claiming, it's almost like 10% of what's really available for us. So the more that we understand that life is happening all around us, meaning that this light, this new information, this new privilege, this new appointment is like heralding at us fast, meaning we can't avoid it. So we really want to feel that we don't have to worry about, can we do this? Are we there yet? Is it happening yet? It's happening all around us. And the more that we self-activate, the meaning that the more that we stake our claim, like saying yes to it, allowing it, making room for it, making allowance for it, because this light becomes all-consuming, it's like everything of the past just sort of falls away because there's no more need for it. There's no more focus on it. There's no more good evidence of it. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be whole. So being whole is remember that light is just all consuming and it's taking up all the space that we give it. And so allowing yourself to be whole is allowing yourself to know your whole self, to know your healed self, because all of the ins and outs, meaning all of the false display, the projection, the judgment, and all that, it's soon to melt away because as we experience liftoff, in other words, as we enjoy our journey home, as we resurrect, as we open up to our light, as we claim our innocence, as we hold that love, that is what we then profess. That is that what we then extend. That is what we then claim for all that are seen, for all that are ready next. So allow yourself to transfer your exposure, your good faith, your true identity to this light, to this whole holy remembrance, to this whole reconnection. So every time there's like this pause when I'm looking for words in English that would make sense, there's like a splashdown is the only way I can explain this. It's like splash. Here you are. It's all here. You can count the money later. It's like take the bundles. You can count it later. So there's more than enough. The best way to explain this is it's the true offering remembrance of abundance. when I look, we can't possibly consume it all. So it's just beyond good measure. So we want to keep feeling this, because every time we're ready to graduate, every time we're ready to say yes, every time we're ready to claim, everything that we are now ready for, it's going to appear.
It can't not appear
because this is what we're claiming. This is what we've anticipated. This is what we planned for. So when they said we planned for, oh gosh, it was almost like, it was a little bit like deja vu, like a second remembrance of what we're experiencing right this very second just arrived. I don't know how to explain this in words, except it's very cool. It's almost like seeing the whole picture all at once. So this is where we're growing in faith. This is where we're growing in loveliness. This is where we're growing in significance of our true nature, of our true self. So in English, it's sort of like that linear self is disappearing in essence. So again, allow love to have its right advantage, allow it to supersede, allow it to provide. And so when we receive this sweet nectar, it's like all that we now need, all that is us, all that is soon to appear rightly, meaning that as we allow it, as we honor it, as we abide by it, it becomes all consuming. In other words, it becomes us. And so then as we create out of this abundance, we create out of this light, we create out of this higher state of love's arrival. So this higher state, it's creeping up on us fast, where it's getting high, we're getting greater and greater and grander and grander. So they're finishing out with this greater and greater, grander and grander, so that we start sealing our fate. In other words, we've all been conditioned to be humble, to not be loud, not be a problem, whatever it is. So when we think about being grander, sometimes there's a little bit of a hesitancy. Well, what do you mean grand? What do you mean great? And so we're grand in our light, we're grand in our illumination, we're great in love's arrival, meaning the love that we are is mighty, is powerful. And so remember, we're opening up to our multidimensional self, where all of our gifts are transferring as we will stay the same, meaning that we will stay put, we will accept. So when I say this, it's very important that we self-adjust. So greatness, grandness, when you think of your light, make sure you're expanding out, make sure you're getting used to your field being far and wide. So anything where your light's exposed, your auric field's large, you're allowing yourself to be grand. So in other words, as we receive our higher self, as we align with our I Am presence, there is more to be understood. There is more to be claimed. And so we have to keep professing that, agreeing with that, staying present for that. So I'm not sure who it is, but there's one person, the second we started talking about grand and great, you started disappearing on us. So it's sort of like I was hanging in there until you wanted me to be large, and then I didn't know what to do. And that's okay, because we're noticing where we need a little help, where we need a little support, where we need to breathe and stay strong. So whoever that is, when we just said stay strong, you accepted that, you received that, and it's sort of like, and you anchor that in. So it's sort of like, okay, got it. Okay, got it. So receive your light, receive your true illumination, receive your true gifting. And when I'm receiving everyone, it's like you're just holding it proudly, strongly. It's just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Receive, receive, receive.